This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry App. This spring, we're reporting a series of stories about business owners who've started something new or substantially changed their operation over the course of the pandemic. Today, taking over a generations-old family business in small-town Vermont. Let's go to Erskine's Grain and Garden in Chester, where it's Chick Days. In the back of the store, next to a wall of maple sugaring supplies, are a line of wooden crates, each holding a few dozen baby chicks waiting to be picked out by customers.
But we've got about 520 chickens in the store, and all different kinds.
That's Burley Sunflower, one half of the couple that now owns the store. He opens each crate to reveal the tiny chicks.
And so this is sort of an annual...
annual thing here at Erskine's. Yeah, for sure. Something they've done since the beginning. Mike has stories about 10,000 chickens moving through this store way back in the 50s.
Mike, who Burley mentioned, is Mike Erskine, the previous owner of the store.
I bought it from my dad in 1998. My dad bought it from his dad in 1975.
It's been in his family since the early 50s. The store sold grain, hardware, and other supplies to local farmers and gardeners, operating in the same way for years, with paper records and a customer credit system. They did fine, but in recent years, they were losing money. Mike started trying to sell the business a few years back.
And then the pandemic hit. So, nope, we'll just cut our losses. My former employees were getting scareder by the day. So March 29th, we closed down for 2 weeks to make sure nobody was sick. My wife and I made the decision during that period that this is a good time.
But longtime customers in Chester, like Burley and his wife, Janessa Perney, were lamenting the loss of the store. Here's Janessa.
So like a lot of other people in the community, we were scrambling to figure out where we were going to get our pig food and our chicken food and all the things we needed to keep our little homestead going. And, you know, when we could sort of socially distanced see friends. They're just talking like, man, what are they going to, like, what's going to happen? What, you guys should buy that store. You should. You'd be great at it. You love that stuff.
Janessa and Burley have raised animals and planted a garden for years, but they'd never run a business. They both worked in marketing in the ski industry most recently. But they decided to give it a go. They tried calling the store, but couldn't get through the busy phone lines, which were jammed with customers arranging pickup orders. So Janessa sent Mike a letter.
We got a letter. They're interested in buying the business, and I explained to them, we don't own the land the business sits on. We own an old building and some inventory. They can make it go. Go. They did. Big way. Big way.
Were you surprised that there was someone that was willing and interested in taking over the store?
In today's economy, very surprised. So much small independent retail has been replaced by Amazon. But there's a tight community here that will support small independent retail.
While there's been a solid backstop of support in Chester, it hasn't all been smooth sailing. The sale process took about 6 months, and the store sits right next to railroad tracks. So like Mike said, they don't own the land beneath the building.
We had to find a lender that would give us some money. And then the biggest piece was working with the state and Green Mountain Railroad on renegotiating the lease that the building sits on. And that took some time.
And remember, this was all happening during a pandemic. Luckily for Janessa and Burley, the Erskines were patient. And by December, the sale closed.
After you closed, I mean, what was that process like in terms of actually coming in and starting the business?
Well, it was, you know, walking in the door and walking around the warehouse a couple times and letting it sink in that this was all ours and we needed to start paying back some loans pretty quick.
So they built up their inventory and opened a few days before Christmas. Business kept building through the winter. Then came maple sugaring season.
We went through and did our initial order for what we would need to get through most of the sugaring season, and we got it all in, and we were sold out of a lot of it in the first couple of weeks because of either new customers or new people trying backyard sugaring. And that's kind of been the story for a couple of things is, you know, things are the same, but moving a little bit more than Mike ever had before. And that's good too. You know, that's really fun and keeping us both very busy.
Do you attribute that to the pandemic and the fact that people are at home more and trying to do more projects?
No question. No, I think there's no question that that's a piece of it. I think we all know the story of real estate in this area too, or in Vermont. We're seeing a lot of people moving up, and then a lot of people have more time to do things in their backyards.
In terms of the business side of things, I mean, are the numbers working out so far, or does it feel like it's stable?
Well, to be honest, we aren't, you know, borrowing from our line of credit every week. We're still in the process of building up the inventory. It feels good, which, you know, would make an accountant probably cry, but it does feel good. It feels like we have enough product going out the door right now that we're doing all right.
In terms of, you're doing this all at a time when the pandemic seems to be winding down, but it's been a presence throughout this whole time. Do you think at all about how things might change when that subsides and things may be in sort of a different place than they have been?
Definitely makes me a little nervous to think about people having less time to spend on their backyard projects. But again, like we said, hoping to differentiate ourselves with the level of service and information we're able to provide, the hands-on experiences, that kind of thing, to keep people interested and motivated and, keeping on going with their projects.
And Janessa and Burley aren't alone in their work. They've hired a few employees, including former owner Mike Erskine, who works there 4 days a week.
And so now you work here 4 days a week. How does that feel?
Great. I have a job.
But without the responsibilities of owning.
There's that.
Yeah.
Mike says the business is in excellent hands. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.